This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have an amazing topic today, a short topic. Today we're going to speak about the following subject. Let's say somebody is in a situation where they are being coerced to do an Avera. There is no alternative. The ruler makes a law. Everyone has to eat treif. So the guy says, great, I always wanted McDonald's. And the guy runs to McDonald's and he eats it mamish with relish, with appetite. He puts ketchup and mustard and he puts every dip imaginable. And he eats it with b'teyava. Your mamish, you know, like the story goes on Yom Kippur, one of the rebbes once saw a yid eating on Yom Kippur, and the Rebbe said, es geschmack. So the chassid, why? He's eating on Yom Kippur. Yeah, but I don't want him to eat lahaches. Better that he should eat l'teyavain, you know? So let's say, basically, in a situation of oynes, let's say somebody does it b'ratzain. That's the question. How would we view a situation where there's no alternative, there's no choice, but the person is doing it willingly? How do you view that? Is that oynes or is that ratzayin? Are they liable? Would a woman be aser to her husband? Would somebody be liable to punishment? Let's see the shayla. And this shayla is brought by many achrayim. I even put in a call to the one who writes the sugyas up for the Daf HaShavua about this question. And let's start with Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aras, Simen Mem Tes, Ois Gimel, a very interesting general question. V'hine yesh lachgar, v'ha de'anus pater miklum. This idea that oynes is pater from everything. Im haya anus mi pachad misa. What if somebody was coerced out of fear of death? V'gam rotzoin gamor, but it was also willingly. She'ilu loy ansuhu, because had they not forced him, haya oysa bertzoinoi. The person would have done it willingly. So it was coercion, but it was also ratzon gamor that, you know what, the person would have eaten at McDonald's even if he would not have been forced. Let's say the person goes every day to McDonald's, and now he's being forced to eat there. How do we view this? Mineima, do we say, says Rav Chanan, kivan di lav ratzonai, haya mutter lai lavar shloi lehareg. Do we say, since if it would not have been his will, let's say he would not have eaten the McDonald's willingly. He would be allowed to eat the McDonald's because he's being forced, so that he should not be killed. In other words, let's say he wouldn't want to eat the food. Would he be allowed to now? Yeah, because he's being forced. So that means the action is permitted. Because had he not wanted it, he would be permitted to eat the sandwich. So the mice is mutter. Yeah, but the rotzoin is not mutter. Umashabert soiner labar lisser bemezid. That which he wants to do isser, what are you going to nail him on wanting? The maisa is mutter. Had he not wanted, he'd be allowed to do it. Had he not wanted, he'd be allowed to do it. So the act is permitted. Elamai, he shouldn't want. Oh, bad boy, you wanted it. What are you going to, be mechayv him misa for wanting it? What's wrong with wanting it? The act without wanting is permitted. So now what? You're going to attach the act to the ratzon? The act is permitted. You're allowed to eat the sandwich under these circumstances if you don't want. Elamai, I want. So you're going to be mechayv him misa for wanting? You know what it's like? It's like a guy who wants to eat chazer and eats a piece of lamb chops. Let's say a guy who wants to eat treif and it turns out he ate kosher. He's not chayv malkus because he didn't do anything. So too in this case. Yeah, but in this case he did an avera. Yeah, but it's not an avera because if he didn't want it, he'd be allowed to do it. So the maisa is mutter. Elamai, the ratzoin, how is the ratzoin any different than someone who wants to do an avera and it turns out he didn't do an avera? So what are you going to do? You're going to connect the ratzoin to the maisa? Aydilma says Rachanan Dulaidami. It's not similar. Lahasam. Dahacha be'emes ika maser iser. There's an act of iser here. In the case where you wanted to eat treif and you ate kasher, you didn't do an iser. Here you did an iser. You ate treif. I v'ha de pater, that which I'm pater, that's b'shu anus. When I'm forced, the reason why I'm pater when I'm forced, mishum de'ein l'chayvay ala maisa grey double iratzai. You know why I'm chayiv? You know why I'm pater when I'm forced? I'm pater when I'm forced because an act alone, you're not chayiv on b'loi ratzon without ratzon. Hear this? The reason why I'm pater on oynes is because you can't nail a guy for an act without ratzon. In a case where, in our case, on the other hand, there's a maisa iser, and I do want it. The maisa's mutter. I did a maisa iser, and there's ratzon. The only time anus is permitted is because you can't nail someone on a maisa without ratzon. The reason why oinus is mutter is you're lacking ratzon. But if you have ratzon, oinus would be chayiv. Avlam ratzon elav ral iser b'mezid. But if you wanted to violate the iser b'mezid, shegam im loy ansu, that even if they would not have forced him, haya oisa b'ratzon, I would have done it willingly. V'ikam maisa iser v'gam ratzon, shaper yesh l'chayv emisa. Shaha oinus einoi pater. Oinus is not pater. You see, if oinus is a patur, the first side is oinus is a patur. So when I do an avera b'oinus, there's no maisa. Oh, but you wanted it. Okay, I wanted it. But I'm not punished if I want to do an avera and it turned out I didn't. And oinus is a patur on the maisa. If oinus is a patur on the maisa, then if I want to do it, I'm not going to be chayiv. But if oinus is not a patur on the maisa, it's that I can't be mechayiv someone without ratzon, then I have ratzon here. If oinus is not a betur, ela shetzach ratzayna kadesh yischayev, but avamakim sheyesh ratzayn, ein oinus paitrei. So the question is oinus a betur on the maisa, or is oinus just, I don't have the ingredient of ratzayn? What does this have to do with ksubas? What does this have to do with ksubas? This file didn't load. Second. What does this have to do with ksubis?
Machlek is between Abu Adishmol and Rava.
Ah. Let me see if I could bring this up here. No, there's a problem here. Okay. Were you able to open up the Marmakomis I sent you?
Yes.
Okay, let me try sending it again to myself. Okay, so let's see. Let's see our Gemara. Our Gemara brings a very interesting machloikis on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, like Rav Asi said, that the father of Shmuel said that the wife of a Jew that is raped, she's usher to her husband. Why? But she's coerced. Says the Gemara, yeah, she's coerced, but... Okay, it opens here, good. She's coerced, but we're afraid that by the end of the Maisa, she did it Baratzayin. We're afraid by the end of the Maisa, she did it Baratzayin. That's what the Gemara says. The Avua de Shmuel says, by the end of the Maisa, we're afraid she did it Baratzain. But that argues on Rava. What does Rava say? Rava says, even if she did do it Baratzain, even if she says, let it be, I'm enjoying this. Actually, if he wouldn't have done it, I would have hired him. She's still Mutter. Why? Yitzra Albasha. Once she got caught up with the Yitzhahara, it's sort of beyond her control. That's the machloikis between Avuha de Shmuel and Rava. So, come the Achroinim, and the Achroinim say, we could bring a raya from our Gemara, that if a person's in a situation of oinus, and they do it beratzayin, that it's considered ratzayin. Because Avuha de Shmuel says that a woman who is raped, we're afraid that maybe in the end she did it beratzayin. That implies if she did do it beratzayin when she's being forced, that's ratzayin. You could ask, who cares about her ratzayin? According to the Tzad of Rabbi Chanan, that you can't nail someone on oinus. That oinus is a betor. Elamai, oh, you want it. Very good, you want it. You're not doing an avera wanting to do an avera. There's no avera to want to do an avera. The avera is doing the avera, but you're an oinus on that. So is this Gemara proof that when a person is coerced to do an avera, if they want it, it becomes an avera? And even Rava, by the way, even Rava agrees, if in the end you want it, that's called wanting. It's just Rava says, this is not called wanting because Yitzra Albasha. But if she would have wanted it from the beginning, everybody agrees that Ratzayin is a problem. Meaning this Gemara seems to be taking one side of the Chakir of Rabbi Chanan. Because in this case, the Gemara seems to be saying very clearly, if we knew she wanted it from the beginning, she would be usher to her husband. What do you mean? She's being forced. And doesn't Rabbi Chanan have a tzad that when a person is forced, so they're putter on the maisa. Elamai, the ratzon, you can't nail someone just for ratzon. It's like neskavein lechol besar chazir va'ala biyadoi besar tle. That's what it would seem like, that this Gemara, both Avua de Shmuel and Rava, would be taking the tzad that when you want to do something when you're forced, that's not called, that's a problem, that's ratzayin. So the Nesivos HaMishpat, you know that the Nesivos wrote a very important sefer on Ksuba, it's called Beis Yaakov. The Nesivos is going on Tosfos. Tosfos asks, according to Avuha de Shmuel, that we're afraid that if a woman is raped, she's also to her husband because by the end of the Bia, she's doing it beratzayin. So why was Esther permitted to Mordechai in the beginning? Achashverosh was basically coercing her, and why aren't we afraid that in the end that she did it beratzayin? So Tosfos says, no, tzadikus is different. Says the Nesivos, now there's a pasha to answer Tosfos' kasha. Says the Nesivos, our Gemara is talking about a specific scenario where the guy forced her in the beginning, and he's living with her a few times, kayach risha and kayach sheni, kayach shlishi, and he's only forcing her the first time. Time two, time three, she could escape. She could leave. That's the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is that the oinus of this guy, the guy's only raping her for one bia, but and he continues to do it multiple times in that one situation. And she's able to escape time two and time three. And she doesn't. Now I would say the Gemara is not mashma like that, because then why does Avuha de Shmuel say, we're concerned soifa baratzayin? Obviously soifa baratzayin if she could leave. Obviously, Soifa Barasayim. Unless Avuha de Shmuel says, well, Maybe Avuah D'Shmuel agrees to Rava to some extent that even though she could leave, you know, once she was forced in the first kayach, maybe to that extent she's not expected to, just because she could pick up and leave, she's not expected to. And Rav is of the opinion, even if she asks for him to continue, it's considered oinus. But in any event, the Nesiva says as follows. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about Venera Lefiani as Daiti, Ha de Invadai Soifa Baratzain, de Nesra Bal Karchach. He says, certainly, if the end is Baratzain, she's going to be Asur if she could separate from the guy by the second or third Maisa, and she doesn't do it. But if she can't separate at all, even if she's enjoying it, she's permitted to her husband. In that case, the situation by Esther is not a kasha. The situation by Esther is she can't leave at all. You want to know why she's permitted? She's permitted because she's trapped. I don't understand this, Nesivos, because when the Gemara asks, well, how do you have a case that if a woman is raped, she's permitted, the Gemara should have said, the case is where the guy's a terrorist, and he's not letting her leave. She doesn't have to be screaming from beginning to end. But that's what the Nesiva seems to be saying, that our Gemara is talking about where she could escape, and because she could escape, that's why it's called Ratzain. But if a person cannot escape, even though they're doing it willingly, that might be called oinus. I want to share with you how the Chasam Sofer would wiggle out of this. Chasam Sofer on this Gemara says, we're worried maybe the beginning was ba'oinus and the end is baratzain. Ask the Chasam Sofer, okay, so would this woman then, let's say she was warned by Edim, we don't want to see you enjoying it at the end of the Maisa. Would we kill her? Right? According to Rava, according to Avuah D'Shmuel, we're worried maybe she did Baratzain. Would there be a Chiyuv? Would there be an Oinish? No. You know why? Says Chasam Sofer, no, she's only Asur to her husband. Why? But if there's no... how could it be there's no arayos, and there's no isser, and there's no oinus, there's no oinish, but she's still asr to her husband? Says Chasam Sofer, Barak lebala asura, da al kalpanim ma'ala ma'al be'isha. Because at the end of the day, she was treacherous to her husband. Which means like this, this is a very important and fundamental chiddush of the Maharik. Do you remember, on the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara says, "Mishum tsnuais, mishum prutzais." We're afraid that if we tell a woman that if she's violated, she's mutter to her husband, there'll be prutzais who will do it willingly, and there'll be toilet on the fact that we said that if she's violated, she's mutter to the husband. So Tosis asks, how could we tell a woman that oinus is permitted? Tosfos asks, but it's Gilui Arayos. So if it's Gilui Arayos, she's not allowed to be Mazana with the guy. So Tosfos first says, well, it's not true. Here, let me get the Tosfos. If you have a full Gemara, take a look at Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos asks, how could we be Doresh Oinus's mutter? But it's Yeharik v'Al-Yavar, it's Gilui Arayos. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not Yeharik v'Al-Yavar, because you're not Chayiv Misa on Bilas Mitzri. You're not Chayiv Misa. You're not Chayiv Misa for living with a guy. even willingly, because a Gentile is considered v'zirmas susim zirmasam. There's no iser misar for living with a guy. And then Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos says that she would be usur. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, based on that, if a woman goes off the derech and has relations with a guy, and the guy converts, then you're allowed to live with him, because there's no din of echad lebal ve'echad leboyo by bias mitzri. And then Tosfos brings the Rivam. Yeah, there definitely is an isser of isser lebal. So the question is, why would that be? Why would there be an isser of an isser lebal with bias akum if a guy is like a behema? So the Chassam Sofer and Dav Gimel Amud Beis, I didn't chap this, is Mamish L'Shitasei, he brings the same Yisoid. That the Isser Labal is not dependent on Gilui Arayos. It's dependent on getting the husband jealous. You committed an Avla against the husband. You are Mo'ala Ma'al B'Isha. So on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, even though a Goy is Bias Mitzri is Bias Behema, but a woman who's mezane beratzon with a guy is asur to her husband. Aye, but she's not chayiv misa. Doesn't matter. She's still a soita. So the Chassam Sofer and our Gemara says exact same svara. Really, if somebody is in a situation where they have no choice and they do it willingly, they're not doing an avera. So why does Avu or Dishmol say you're asur to the husband? Because being usher to the husband is not dependent on an avera, it's dependent on whether you got the husband jealous or not. That's the chiddush of the Ma'arik. Namely, are you mo'ala ma'al b'isha or are you not mo'ala ma'al b'isha? So it's very nice, there are two chsam soifers in the Masechta that utilize the svar of the Ma'arik. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, chsam soifer says that a woman who's mezana with a guy, she's usher to her husband, even if Bias Goy is Bias Behema, because Ma'ala Ma'al B'Isha. And the Chassam Sofer Nun Aleph Amud Beis says that even according to Avuah Shmuel, that Chashin and Shemet Chilas Abayinus the Sofer Baratzain, this is only in the realm of being Aser to the husband, but not anything else. Iser to the husband is not dependent on Maisa Iser, not dependent on Gilui Arayus, it's a separate din, Ma'ala Ma'al B'Isha. Rabbi Yisei, have a wonderful day. Okay? Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.